Rory O'Neill, obviously News Radio national correspondent. Good morning, Rory. Yesterday you were on. I actually got a from one of the people in the media who listens to my show, Rory. He texted me later in the day. He goes, "I can't believe you put Nikki Haley on hold for Rory giving the Cyber Monday results." I go, "Well, Rory's a regular, and she was running late, so I had to respect Rory."
Oh, well, thank you very much. I was just saying, boy, I would have gladly been bumped for the governor ambassador, but that's fine. By the way, are you watching the Newsom DeSantis thing tonight?
I got to be honest with you. Bruins first, because we need a winner. I'm a hockey guy. I'll check it out. I think it's going to be a good theater. But one of my analysts earlier, Corey Lewandowski on the Trump side, said this is more about a showdown of 2028. With these two governors, absolutely, potentially more than it is 2024.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and it's a battle of the hairdos. We'll see who's got the better coif, I think, tonight.
But if they have good shows, it doesn't hurt either one of them because it's free media, it's a bump, it's buzz. But I don't know, it's interesting. DeSantis does well. He's done okay in the debates. You know what I mean? Just for some reason in New Hampshire, You saw there was a period, and I'll just take a moment because it ties into your topic, about J-Dog, help me out. It was about, I want to say, J-Dog, 6 to 7 weeks ago, you saw a period with Ramaswamy and Christie trending up and DeSantis, and Haley wasn't, you know, it was kind of, they were all about that sort of like, you know, 10 to 12%, Trump at the 33, 35. And then lately, Ramaswamy seems to have peaked or plateaued. Christie seems to have plateaued. And DeSantis seems to, and it surprises me. And Haley seems to be the one now sort of moving up, if you will.
Yeah, I don't think DeSantis is addressing pocketbook issues enough. I mean, there's a lot of these, these other issues about, you know, library books in schools and things like that. But I don't think that's where the voter is. I don't think he talks pocketbook issues enough.
Do you think Mark Cuban is going to be getting a little nice price, a paycheck, selling the majority interest in the Dallas Mavs? He's got a lot of money anyway. He's shown political interest. Do you think he's paying attention?
I think he's paying attention, but not this year. And look where the money's coming from. He's selling the team to the Adelson family from Las Vegas, the big casino operators. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that getting out of Shark Tank and selling off the team, that's not about running for the White House. It's about opening a casino in Dallas. They say that's the move that Mark Cuban is making, and that's why he's getting closer to the Adelson family.
Well, it's interesting. J-Dog and I were just talking about his entrepreneurial background. He is one sharp entrepreneur.
Well, his point is Texas. Now, his claim, Texas has no tourist attractions, he says. And he thinks that by having there's a new convention center that's being built, he says, let's put a casino next to it. We'll, you know, develop more of a resort destination for people to go to. And he thinks that this could be a winning move. Now, Texas does not have gambling, so this could take a while to get through regulators, but he's probably the guy to do it.
Yeah, if he has the vision and the bite, you know, if he feels like that's in his crosshairs, you know, it's interesting though. Dallas, we have a couple friends there. I guess it's per capita. Help me out here. One of the fastest growing cities out there. I mean, this is booming, right?
It has been. I mean, Texas and Florida have been getting all the people fleeing California and New York, right? So,
all right, Rory. Thank you on this Thursday.
Thanks, Jack.